Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, and I'm excited that you guys are here on the air live with me today. It is September 14th, 2015, and it is the only September 14th, 2015 that you will ever have. So I'm here to help you make the most of it, right? Not a dress rehearsal. This is real life. The hours, the minutes, they're yours. They're a gift. You've heard that probably. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present, right? So we don't have yesterday anymore. We don't have tomorrow, and there's no guarantee that we ever will. We do have today, so let's really live our lives, right? I'm a certified holistic life coach, and my passion is helping people move forward. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. The show today is called The Truth About Healthy Living, How to Really Pull It Together. Because in the end, you owe it to yourself and to the world, right, to live your best life. You know, so, you know, when the time comes when your days are done, you can go on to the next life with, you know, feeling good about what you've accomplished here. I mean, we all have things that we might regret, but, you know, they're all processes in our learning about how to live and how to be a better person, right? So, you know, every negative experience that we've had, if we choose to look at it that way, can be a learning opportunity, right? So how do you really pull it together, and how do you live a good life? That's the truth about healthy living, right? So, you know, for many, many years, I've thought holistic physical health is eating right, drinking lots of water. This is how to be healthy. You exercise, you know, reduce your toxins, you get enough sleep, etc. And, you know, basically, if you look good and you feel good, you're healthy, right? Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, people can look really good and they can feel good, and they can still have cancer that they don't know about and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot to even our physical self, and I think that our emotions and our spiritual fitness really affect, you know, how our bodies operate, you know. Everything's tied in together. It's a mind-body-spirit connection, right? We're all different parts of one person. To think that, you know, our physical self doesn't affect our emotions, or that our emotions don't affect our bodies, I think is a wrong way to look, you know. So, in fact, I think that, you know, we spend a lot more time taking care of our physical bodies than we do even our inside, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. And pardon me, I've got a little frog in my throat. I had a really, really fun but exhausting weekend. I was privileged to be able to be a chaperone to a bunch of youth from my church. We went over to Orlando, Florida, and to Universal Studios and Disney. There were two different events going on, Rock the Universe and Night of Joy. So we actually split it up, and we were at Rock the Universe on Friday, pardon me, and Night of Joy at Disney on Saturday. And I think I only got about 4 hours of sleep each night, right? So a little worn out. So that's not something I advocate doing normally, but sometimes when you're at events with that and you're with kids and stuff like that, you will maybe not get enough sleep. And so I'm talking about taking care of ourselves today and coming into this with a little froggy throat because, you know, talking over loud music and stuff like that. But it was really, really, really spiritually, emotionally, and, you know, just really, really beneficial. And I know that the kids really benefited from it also. So that was really, really fun for me. So very fun weekend, just a little, you know, my body's catching up, right, today. So It was really, really good to sleep last night. I can tell you that much. So anyway, hope you guys have had a great weekend. I'll just tell you how to get in touch here. If you have any questions or comments, you can call into the studio line live. Now, this is being broadcast live. If you're hearing the replay, obviously you can't call into the studio. But if you do have questions or comments, the chat room is open. And also, there is a guest call-in number to the studio, and that is area code 646-668-2473. So catch me in the chat room. I'll be checking that from time to time, and also the guest call-in number. If you're interested in free coaching, I do offer a free coaching session to everyone. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, just get in touch with me and we will schedule that. You can call me at area code 513-646-0767. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. You know, any of those social media forums, right? All right, so let's jump back in. How do we pull it together and how do we live our best lives, right? What's the truth about healthy living? So if you're eating well, you're eating organic, which, you know, I wasn't really a big proponent of organic food for a long time because, you know, oh, let's face it, it was more expensive. And I just thought, you know, it was for health nuts. And so now as I learn more and more and grow as a person and in knowledge and wisdom, I understand how damaging the toxins and the pesticides are that non-organic produce have in them, right? So, you know, but if you're eating organic, you're drinking lots of water, you're doing all the right things, you're exercising and so forth, you know, of course, I think, you know, people generally groom themselves for the most part, you know. Your, you know, appearance, you shower, I hope, and brush your teeth, you know, and so forth. You know, so we spend a lot of time, we always take time to make sure that we look good, right, or as good as we can, right, because we want to put our best foot forward when we step outside and we go, you know, out in public. We want to make a good impression. But, you know, what, how about taking care of our insides, right? Are you stressed out? Stress is huge. I mean, it's a killer, literally, right? The classic definition of stress is any real or imagined threat and your body's response to it. So it's real, a real threat or it's an imagined threat, you know? I think fear brings about a lot of stress and anxiety in our lives because we are in the future and we're worried about what might happen. So, you know, what that does, it kind of immobilizes us and paralyzes us in today, right? It's not a good place to be. You know, one of my mentors said, and I've said it before in this program, keep your head where your feet are in today, right? So, you know, I mean, which means live in the present moment, basically. You know, keep your mind where your feet, where your physical feet actually are, which is in the present moment, right? You know, really, really great advice. Kind of hard to do. Eckhart Tolle says that a really good exercise, and I believe this, for staying in the present moment, if you're having a lot of fear and anxiety, so you're, you know, and you're in the future, which, you know, by the way, doesn't have any basis in reality because it hasn't happened yet, right? So, you know, you can change. You can change the future. You can, you know. I mean, the future is just going to be the result of things that you do today, right? So instead of being worried about what might happen in the future, why don't you just take proactive steps today, right? You know, and that's something that I work with my clients on. I've got a six-month program called Thrive. It's all about getting you past fears, past all of the things that are holding you back so that you can really live your life and make it the life that you want, you know. So, you know, it's 6 months because it takes time to implement all of these things, but, you know, I'm giving you the information, right? And if you'd like to explore that further, you know, get your free coaching sessions from me, you know, just get in touch with me, right? But, you know, stress is so hard on our bodies, right? I know there's many, many, many physical reactions to stress, and I don't really think it's been determined or that we even know what they all are. You know, I mean, it could be hives are definitely gotten hives when they get stressed out. I have had hives from stressful situations. And, you know, also a lot of gastrointestinal disorders, you know, are a result, a direct result of stress in your life. Heart problems, you know, the heart can go wacky, you know, if you have stress. Stress causes you to gain, yes, the dreaded belly fat. Belly fat is a lot to do with stress, right? So, and I mean, there's many, many, and those, some of them are minor and some of them are major, you know? I mean, stress can cause you to have a heart attack and die, right? So all kinds of things can happen. Headaches, right? Migraines. I've had some migraines. They've only occurred during very, very stressful times in my life. So I've only had a handful of them, but, oh, gosh, who wants to go through that, you know? Now, not all migraines are caused by stress, and not all heart problems are caused by stress and anything else, you know. I mean, there are other reasons why people gain weight around their middle than stress, but I think more often than not, you know, that's a part of the body that holds our stress. So if we're stress-free and joyful and excited about our lives, you know, it may have a really, really great great effect on our waistlines, right? So yay for that. So definitely we want to be able to reduce stress. Well, how do we do that? You know, how does that happen? Well, like I said, it's the mind, body, and spirit all connected, right? You need to take care of all. We need to take care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. So we know how to wash ourselves. We know how to groom. You know, we know how to exercise. We know how to eat right. So the body is pretty, you know, simple. We might not be doing all of those things. You know, we may not be eating right or drinking right or exercising, right? But we know, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, it kind of cracks me up when we're in the checkout line at the grocery store, right? I mean, all the magazines there. Lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, you know? The magic diet, you know, you don't have to change your eating and you can still lose weight, whatever, you know, I mean, because everyone's for that magic pill. The magic thing, the magic diet, the magic food that's going to make your fat fall off, you know. And, you know, there are better foods to eat than others, but, you know, you're not going to be able to eat ice cream and pizza all day and not exercise and lose weight. I mean, there's no pill that's going to make that happen, you know. We all know how to lose weight through a good diet and exercise. You have to commit. You have to make time. You have to give it priority, you know. You know, people wonder, you know, well, why don't I change? Why don't I do the things that I want to do, you know? And the reason why is because your subconscious is out of whack, right? 96% of your behavior is driven by your subconscious brain. That's huge. I said that a zillion times on this show. But it's true, and it's huge, because if consciously you say, I want to eat better, I want to lose weight, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise, you know? So, you know, you might make a New Year's resolution, or, you know, it's just, you know, it's not New Year's, so, you know, you make a decision, you say, I'm going to do this, and then you're passing your favorite ice cream place, and, you know, you go in and get a triple hot fudge sundae or something, you know. And then what happens? So you feel bad about yourself. And then you go, well, I can't do this, so why bother, right? And then you just kind of, you know, give up. You know, you give up. But, you know, that's because you only consciously have 4% of influence over your behavior. So you have to bring your subconscious brain in line with what your intention is. And that's something that, you know, I definitely work on with my clients and my program. But, you know, how do you do that? Well, you know, you need a little brainwashing in a good way, right? You need to make time for internal grooming, I would say, you know. You need to make time and to do activities that are going to groom yourself emotionally and spiritually, right? So that you not only are groomed outside, but you're groomed inside. I mean, we all, you know, like okay, for instance, prayer and meditation, reading, you know, something that's inspiring and motivating, you know, reading about how to change, setting your intention. What do you want in your life? You know, what is it that you actually want? Make a vision board, and look at it every day, you know. Spend some intentional time on what do I want my life to look like, you know, because there's too many people that are just existing and getting through life. You know, they're just there. They're just getting through it. You know, wow, I can't, you know, it's Monday, right? It's Monday. And so a lot of people go, I hate Mondays. I dread Mondays. I don't want to be a Monday. So they look forward to Friday, right? Can't wait till Friday. Then, woohoo, it's a weekend, you know? It's sad. So you've got 2 days that you actually look forward to and 5 days that you just get through, you know, out of 1 week. So, you know, how does that translate out of 52 weeks a year? So then you have 104 days out of, let's see, uh-oh, my brain's not working. It's just too tired. 365 days, right, in a year. So you have 104 days that you actually might enjoy. And if you have a vacation, then put another 7 months there. All right, but still, you're not even half. So if you're just getting through, you know, maybe you spend two-thirds of your life just dreading it or enduring it, you know, that's not living, you guys. It's not living because here's the deal. A loving creator created you that nobody else can do in the world. You know, you were created with specific gifts to give to the world. You know, and those, when you're using those gifts and participating in your special purpose, you know, that's when you will have joy, purpose, intention, and fulfillment in your life. You know, otherwise, you're just existing, right? Getting through, you know, maybe you don't even want to be here. Maybe you've thought about killing yourself. Hey, you know what? Don't. You know, you have a lot to give to the world. You have a lot of joy and purpose that can be yours. And also, it blesses the world. You know, and you get to be part of something really, really fantastic. You know? So anyway, you know, that's what I want for you guys. I'm really, really passionate about it, you know. You know, life can be hard for sure. Life is hard, right? Can we all agree on that point, you know? And no one ever said it would be easy, but it can be purposeful. You can have intention. If you really get intentional about what you want in your life, then you can get intentional about the steps to get you there, right? And that's what I help my clients do, you know. That's what I want you guys to be able to do, you know. So that's why I'm talking about this today, you know. So the way to get there is through your daily practices, right? Now, a coach, you know, like a football coach or something, you know, they might have a goal for their team, right? Of course, you know, the goal is to win the championship, right? So you have a goal of winning a championship, but every day in practice, the coach works with the team and the group as a whole. They do exercises. They run plays. You know, they learn their plays. They learn, you know, they instruct, right? So it's, you know, it's a physical doing and also a mental edge, right? You mentally prepare yourself. You emotionally and spiritually get in the game, right? So it's the things that the coach does with the players every day that enables them to be able to win the championship. Now, if the coach forgot about winning the championship and just focused on the daily practices, would they still win the championship? Yes, of course. You know, a goal is a great thing to have, and so when you have a goal, like you do a vision board or you get intentional, you write it down, the things that you want in your life, you know, spiritually, socially, physically, financially, and professionally. You get intentional, so you have that goal, right? Once you do that, you can tell, you can figure out the steps that it will take to get you there. But then you start taking the steps, but you do things on a daily basis that make it possible for you to achieve those things, like, you know, you eat right, you get enough sleep, you know, you take care of your body, right? You exercise. Exercise is so great, and it's not just about losing weight, right? It really, really helps. It gives you endorphins. It helps your mental energy flow better, you know, all kinds of great benefits from just getting out and moving your body, right? But, you know, so if you do these things, but also you have to take care of the inside. What do? You need inspiration. You need motivation. You need to connect with your purpose every day, or you slip into your day, you slip into your life, and, you know, without connect, if you don't connect with the Creator, if you don't connect with the, I'll call it a cosmic vision, right, the spiritual purpose for you on the planet, into your life and start doing the things that you do and forget. I mean, we're not a body, you know, we have a body, or we don't have a soul, we are a soul, right? That's how that goes. We don't have a soul, we are a soul that has a body, right? So we're not human doings for human beings. We are being, you know. We're a soul. We need to take care of our soul. We're spiritually malnourished and starving. You know, so we need to feed that. You know, we need to feed ourselves, you know. We need to take time to just be, meditate, listen for God's voice, right? And spend time, you know, connecting with God. To say anything, and people go, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, there's no magic words. You know, you talk. You talk and you listen, just like any conversation, you know, there's no special way to do it, you know, just connect to the Creator, you know, every soul can do that, right? So, you know, you need to spend time, and then also you need to read things that are going to teach you, instruct you, and they're going to take you in the direction that you want to go, you know, like I read my Bible, I do a Bible study. You know, and that to me leads me in the direction that I want to go. You know, it teaches me and inspires me. You know, I also read other things. Sarah Van Bronick wrote a great, and it's spelled Breathnik, so like breath and then NACH. But I've heard her interviewed, and Oprah called her Sarah Van Bronick. So anyhow, but I became such a fan of Sarah. I've read her book, Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy, which is it's a daily book. So it even has one for February, an entry for February 29th, just in case it would be leap year, right? So anyway, but, you know, that always inspired me because she had a lot of great insights about how to live better, you know, how to find, you know, your authenticity. So, you know, I mean, that was always very inspiring to me to read her book. I've read it for many, many years. And it's beautiful. It's pink. It's a hardcover. It's got a little pink ribbon to keep your place, you know, very, very nice book. And you can often find them at like a half price books or a secondhand bookstore, you know, that people have read them, they're done with them, you know. I personally don't ever want to give my copy away because I think it's April 14th or 15th is probably my favorite. I can't remember and I don't have it with me at the moment, or I would have looked it up. But it talks about being spiritually malnourished, you know, and taking care of ourselves. It's exactly, you know, what I'm so passionate about, what I'm talking to you about today. So, you know, but we need to read or learn in some way, maybe watch. I mean, go to YouTube and watch some inspiring videos, you know, if reading's not your deal, you know what I mean? Whatever's going to move you forward, right? You know, I mean, whatever it takes, you know, whatever medium is going to do it. Some people like to listen to people talking, like, you know, maybe like radio programs like mine, you know, every week or, you know, every day, or, you know, maybe, you know, books on tape or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever works for you, right? But then, you know, here's what I get from my clients a lot. They go, I don't have time, you know, in my morning. I don't have time to do these things or in my night. You know, my life is crazy. And I'm going to tell you, you can't afford to not take the time to do these things. You know, you really don't. Well, I don't have time to exercise. Like I said, it's not just about keeping your muscle tone. It's about your brain energy and your heart health and every other thing, you know, the endorphins that make everything, you know, flow better in your body, you know, all kinds of great things, you know, happen when you exercise. So I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to read. And, you know, so then I go, well, you know, if you want to change, then, you know, you really need to make the time. I mean, I've never had anyone come up to me and say, I don't have time to brush my teeth, or I don't have time to take a shower. I mean, okay, on a given day, maybe you didn't have time to take a shower, but, you know, I mean, on a regular basis, we always make time to do those things, you know. We always take the time to do those things because we know that they are necessary. Care of our outsides, but we really don't take care of our insides. And, you know, I'm just going to lay it on the line for you. You'll never, ever make the changes that you want in your life. You'll never live a better life unless you do. You have to make time to do those things. And I'll also say, How many hours do you spend watching TV? How many hours do you spend doing things that just kind of zone you out, you know? Get involved. This life is precious. I want you to live it. So anyway, I'm running out of time again, but, you know, I mean, really, it makes sense, right? Take care of the inside. That's how you're going to be able to make the changes that you want to see in your life, right? Through retraining your subconscious, really getting intentional on where you want to go and making the daily practices that will get you to your goal, right? I'm Coach Erica Black. Thank you for joining me. My practice is called Pull It Together. Once again, free coaching sessions to all. Give me a call and we'll schedule it. 513-646-0767. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Once again, 513-646-0767. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. If it has not been amazing, start over. Have a great day and a great week, and I will see you back here on Pull It Together with Erica Black next Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Bye, everyone.